Special thanks to RJNet for all the wonderful feast of suggestions that he's put in front of us for week two of October. This is my contribution to day eight of October, entitled by RJNet, Birth Music. And it's an invitation to find out what was top of the charts when you were born. Now, for me, this particularly turned out to be an amazing journey because, first of all, I was born before the hit parade began in Ireland. Hit parade began in the UK on the 14th of November 1952, so I'm dating myself before that. So what was number one in the charts in October of 1950? It was an amazing song because of its history. The song was Goodnight Irene. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that song's history. But first of all, I want to play you this particular piece of music, which I was led to and had absolutely no idea that this would be where it would all get to.
Thank you. You people are so good. I could sing for you all night, but it's coming time. But I have to close this time. I hope I'll come back again. I hope I'll be walking better, which I will. I'm going to either get better or worse after I leave here, because I'm going to the right.
He was born in 1889.
I went to one doctor a little too long, and I don't think he knew what he was doing. But I think I'm going to find the right one. Until we meet again, I'll sign off with this God with you by singing. I hope you'll join the coast with me by singing. A little girl is sitting right here. I don't know who her people is, but they ought to buy her a guitar because she can her hand just like I'm can mine. And she's been doing it ever since I've been here. What I mean, she got the rhythm. Really got the rhythm. So we're signing the best of God by saying, Irene, and come with me.
This is Lead Belly.
I wish, dear Lord, that I'd never seen your face. I'm sorry.
He died in 1949, the year before I was born. You see, it was sheet music when I was born. The charts were made up of sheet music. And the number one sheet music for October 1950 was Goodnight Irene. But it wasn't by Lead Belly, because Lead Belly had died the year before. So I'm going to play you the people who were most identified with that song in 1950. One of them you know really, really well, and the other one you'll hardly know at all.
King of the 12-string guitar. Some people thought he was the greatest folk singer that ever lived in America. We knew him best as a rememberer of folk songs, and he taught us dozens of them.
Recognize him?
Irene. This was his theme song, and he sang it for over 30 years before he died. Well, he died before Irene got to be known to so many millions of Americans. Hughie had a hard and wonderful life. It's over now, but his songs are still very much alive.
Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Last Saturday night I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife are partying. I'm gonna take another stroll.
Isn't that fantastic? Frank Sinatra. Now, Frank Sinatra is singing there with somebody who I assume none of you have any idea who she is. So I want to play you a little bit of her singing that song by herself. It's a very tough song, actually. Sometimes I have an impulse to jump in the river and drown. Well, it was a very tough song, and it came from way, way back into the 19th century. Nobody quite knows exactly where it came from first. But if it hadn't been for R.J. Nett and wonderful inspiration to ask me to go back to when I was born and find out what was actually the most popular music of the time, I'd never have realized the connection. Long, long time ago, I was a big fan of Lead Belly. I'd forgotten how great Lead Belly was, and little had I any idea that Frank Sinatra and Joe Stafford had sung it together even. And I'd never heard Frank Sinatra speak like that. In case you're really interested in the song, the Weavers had a huge hit in 1950 in the United States with the same song, but I haven't been able to find their version. So special thanks. I feel a bit like somebody who's gone back and been asked to discover, you know, who their ancestors were, because it's taken me on a journey right back. And I guess in living in Limerick in Ireland as a young child, I had no idea what music was popular in Ireland, all my attention was always on the UK and the hit parade there. So it's great to be taken back to the pre-era, to the era of sheet music. Anyway, thanks again, RJ. I'm really looking forward to this week.